Blog Talk Radio. chavo de un calli. Papa le va planté y poto, planté y poto. Vivant le va planté y poto, planté y poto. Papa le va planté y poto, planté y poto. Papa le va planté y poto, planté y poto. Papa le va planté y poto, planté y poto. Baba le va planté y poto, planté y poto. Baba le va planté y poto, planté y poto. Baba le va planté y poto, planté y poto. Baba le va planté y poto, planté y poto. Baba le va planté y poto, planté y poto. Baba le va planté y poto, planté y poto. Dibon le va planté y poto, planté y poto. Baba le va planté y poto, planté y poto. Baba le va planté y poto, planté y poto. Baba le va planté y poto, planté y poto.
Boyuba. fiorio a olote. Omi tuto, ana tutu, tutu y le, tutu y male, tutu de guanto loco. Bobo arao no y colabago en olocha la ciencia de fuche. Boque kilo, mayor dumi echubi, echumigua, echubanfio, si can periquito, perequitín en bolo. Bobo arao no de chutolú, bobo arao no y colabago y sola pedroso, bobo arao no. Toda la ciencia con las balagua, molengua, que están en el mundo, la verdad, en belés son los dumares. El igual arroyo llevar al ayiquío. Vara atento nuto nu manico manicondolo y cuye letu. Vara quille lo echafra la goma cual la mugua ta. Padre mío celestial, la goy llama la sin cancumi. Aquí está su modo usted chumbanigo y rindiéndole moforibala y ahí es dumbo que es dum. Que la bendición de mi padrino Salaco siempre me acompañe. Y que la bendición de usted siempre me acompañe. Con Ávila Sodi de. Páguenos libre y de Cubarayé. Tilla tillabo, gozó burló, el uno fun fun. Todas las cosas malas que hay en el plano de la tierra, Padre mío celestial, usted no libre.
Azunke parin legba he, azunke, azunke parin legba he, parin legba me la jan kase washo, azunke valre le parin vodou legba,
azunke parin legba he,
azunke.
Les parents,
vos doulets pas.
Les parents,
les parents. Et à
divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. A Peleo Bawoni Alafia. You are now listening live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor. Hudu Obeya Bokor. Sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary and revolutionary, healing and holistic, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, my reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works. My divine, all blessed manifestation and demonstration along this hoodoo life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth in this now moment. And it is my personal place of power and inner standing. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe, Ashe, and Ashe. Today is Monday, September 12th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted, and most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist who do obey a life path and journey, laying down the path in blood, sweat, tears, love, and effort. I am here to assist you in gaining your best, most advantageous, most miraculous manifestation here and now in this present moments. True spiritual power and knowledge lies in its efficacy, its ability to manifest results here and now in this divine moment in time space. Predictable, consistent, reliable, powerful, all changing manifestation, revelation, and results. I was passed down the Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals, and I offer it to you here each and every day at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, for the Power Lunch with the Divine Prince Live from New Orleans. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Please do be patient with me. If you have a question, comment, or request, press the number one on your telephone keypad, and I will be forward with you momentarily. Be mindful that my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating at 360 degrees of well-documented professional expert spirituality and religion, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And know that I specialize in results, difficult and blocked situations of every type and endeavor. I also offer a variety of virtual temple groups beginning in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King groups. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination. There are within hundreds of well-qualified practitioners of every type and endeavor, every path, every tradition within the walls of these virtual temple groups. I also offer that you would continue to support the very powerful voices that are featured within the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber of my website, respectfully. There you will find my godmother, Divine Voluntary. You will find my mentor, Dr. Joy of Unlimited Joy. You will find my Orisha Priestess, see what one Orisha can do, Sethalia Priestess in love, money, life situations. You will also find the Queen Goddess UK's of the Goddess Palace, Universal Opulence, keeping excellence sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways. 24 hours a day in the Queen's Chamber of my website via her Blog Talk Radio archive player. There you will also find the Queen Ifama, the truth terrorist, serving you nothing but the butt-naked truth via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber. And you can also visit her website while listening to her archive player, where she does offer original and handcrafted African jewelry and products. Please also continue to support the goddess Love Light, Gogo Nana Alana Omare, Authentic Sangoma, Mother of Many Nations, Oshun Priestess, Goddess Nana Alana Omare, transferring lives one drumbeat at a time, offering you the opportunity to live, to be who you are fully in this now moment. And you can visit her in the Queen's Chamber of my website via her Blog Talk Radio archive player. There you will also find the Sister Abana, Racism Non-Anonymous, teaching the concepts, principles, practices of a revolutionary 12-step program. Racism Non-Anonymous, featuring Sister Abana Africa, Mother Africa, uniquely designed with the African in mind, the recovery road. Racism Not Anonymous, via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find our virtual temple priestess and soap maker, Angelic Soap, one of our faithful and most faithful sponsors, offering handcrafted real soap from the finest vegetable oils and other high-quality ingredients to ensure gentle, cleansing, rich, low-moisturizing lather. Utilizing fair trade-based oils and butters, including raw, organic, and unrefined West African shea and African cocoa butter. Also specializing in soaps for special cleansing and ritual baths. Please do let us know what you desire. Between myself and the House of Divine Prince and Angelic Soap, we will indeed create a custom order just for you. And we have activated a very special coupon code of House of the Divine Prince 15, HDP15, for an automatic 15% deduction of price. The code is only good for the followers of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Voodoo Central, and of course my Blog Talk Radio internet listening audience. And it is of an indefinite term. The coupon code will need to be entered at the checkout point each and every time you shop with Teresa and Angelic. So we also continue to support the beautiful Queen Elise Akushua, experienced Nubian jewels and African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornments to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle. Found conveniently in one centralized location within the Queen's Chamber of my website. Do also continue to visit and support the Kings within the King's Chamber, dedicated to the men's ministries, houses, leaders, practitioners, master teachers, institutions, businesses, promotions, products, community, and grassroots organizations. Our new prison ministries all to be featured now and in coming days within the King's Chamber of our website. Reminding you to continue to support and visit Dr. Mandre within the King's Chamber of my website, powerful spiritualist, spiritual counselor, and psychic with 30 years of experience, featured in the King's Chamber of my website. There we also continue to support the Reverend Majati Aruki of Uja Temple Ministries, teaching the worship of the African goddess, an evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent, hosted by the Reverend Majati Baruti and Susan Mitchell, featured within the King's Chamber now of my website. There you also find a longtime friend of mine. I've known Big Steve since 1990. He is featured in the King's Chamber of my website, Temple of the Enlightened Mind, spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness with Big Steve. We are also continuing to support Han for Kabbalah Men was designed as an initiative of our members in order to gather as much global information about the voodoo religion and culture, and this via written, audio, and images. You will find much information that we hope will be helpful to you in understanding clearly and more precisely what our belief system is, as well as our global presence within the diaspora. So do continue to support the King's Chamber. And, of course, the other 9 pages of my website, I do have a bookstore, an MP3 store, offering all manner of Pan-African religious, conscious literature and information, CDs, DVDs, black soap, shea butter, instruments from time to time, excuse me, home gardening, herbal and edible plant supplies, and many, many other things in the pages of my website. Also, we'll be adding in coming days more videos of our Congo Square gatherings, but in the meantime, you can find them on my YouTube channel. I actually have 2 YouTube channels, youtube.com/voodootie, VOODOOTYE. I also have youtube.com/divineprince, where you can find our Sunday Congo Square ritual drumming ceremonial grassroots healing holistic gathering each and every Sunday, provided, you know, the weather is not bad, in the historic and legendary Congo Square, sacred space of Congo Square, generally from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., but the event has been growing and evolving and expanding, and often we are now out there as early as 12 noon to 4 p.m. Sister Minhati offering Reiki and light touch healing, and myself providing voodoo Obeya services, but also bringing crystal healing, light, illumination, and awareness to the Congo Square gathering, and many, many more. Elder Nana Akiwa, I'm sorry, not Akiwa, Abriwa, and I actually have a video on my Facebook page of her offering testimonial of some of her experience in Congo Square. You can always find my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/thedivineprince. So I most certainly do appreciate your light, your love, your community, your unity, your continued listening. Those of you who continue to click the Facebook like button, those who tweet the show, those who utilize the share this button, offering us to those 335 social networking and blogging sites, as well as those who send donations and those who use my Keen and my LivePerson and my Desto. I'm truly humbled and honored indeed by your virtual presence. But I also invite you humbly, respectfully, to come to the city, experience New Orleans, experience Congo Square, experience history, legacy, the oldest land, the physical parcel of land in the country that has our ancestral spirit entrenched in it, that has our energy from beginnings of this nation present. Still, there is a spiritual call that has been going out from New Orleans since the 90s, calling a newer generation, a diverser generation of our people to come to the city. And it's a very specific call. It's not for everybody to be called, but those who know the call know it and have answered and are continuing to answer. But indeed, post-Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, the devastation of Katrina, the survival of Katrina, and now the rebuilding, the call has sort of been regenerated and reiterated, and indeed many have come. We have a sister, I haven't quite learned her name yet. Excuse me, forgive me, Queen, if you're listening, from New Jersey, who just moved down and opened her ELA. And many others who are coming from all over. We're in constant communication with Queen Ket and the Gullah Geechee Nation in the islands off the coast of Carolina. They literally live in the Atlantic Ocean. They're the only people in our country who can say that they live in the Atlantic Ocean, the Gullah Geechee and Queen Ket. And she's planning now and organizing to be present here with us. I believe she said the last week in March. I'm sort of assisting in the organizing and connecting her and Baba Luther and some of the Indian tribes to gather for a special ceremony and coming together and unification of our ancestral connection between the Geechees, the Gullah Geechees, and New Orleans here the last week of March, and many, many other events. It's sort of regular stuff for us. So it often takes the listeners and the people on Facebook to sort of remind me how unique and how different New Orleans truly is in our events. This right now is considered a slow season. It's the hottest time of the year. It's not necessarily a draw for tourists, if you will, but if you go to the Jackson Square cam right now on NOLA.com, it looks like Mardi Gras, and that's every day here. This indeed is the Hollywood of the South, the Vegas of the South, but it's truly a authentic experience. We still have many of the same structures that have been here hundreds of years, many of the same streets. So the same energy is fed, is kept alive, strengthening our connection to the ancestors. And I understand that in our so-called modernized times, many of us have lost our connection, if you will, to the past, misunderstanding, not knowing and not understanding the spiritual and alchemical and quantum metaphysical connection we have to the past and the present, which are forever present with us in this now moment. We speak of and talk of consciousness and doing for self, and how can we so do and deny and ignore and overlook and step upon those who played the path, those who laid the foundation? How can we proclaim consciousness and commitment to Pan-African paths and spiritual traditions while denying the very foundations of those ceremonies and those initiations and those ritual processes, which hold a wealth of information that you have no idea the wealth of information you're ignorant of because of your lack of surrenderance to commitment. We live in a very artificial society. Our systems of time and season and date are all artificial. When we get up and go to bed, and when we eat, and when we cleanse, and when we release, if you will, waste product from the body, it's all based on artificial, unnatural systems. Particularly if you are working and in the industrialized world and working a 9-to-5 and a part of a system, when you are able to relax, it's dependent on your supervisor's schedule, your boss's schedule, your job's schedule. We have the government regulating daylight savings time, which is an artificial system. So naturally, surrendering to the natural appears in the illusion to be foreign to what everyone else is doing. What everyone else is doing is often following, is often being a part of the process, is often doing what they know to do. And there's no judgment. It just is what it is. But indeed, in truly being authentic, being real, humbling ourselves to spirit. And because of our history, our legacy with oppression and with white supremacy and with racism and with the English language, we have a problem in words as they relate to sharing spiritual knowledge and spiritual truth. So when we hear humble, when we hear submit, our minds go back to Eurocentric ideas. Our minds go back to the Bible and go back to Webster's Dictionary and go back to systems outside of those that are natural. And, of course, those that are akin to indigenous ATR, Pan-African-based traditions, San Comi, Sensitive, Yoruba, Ifa, Palo, Hoodoo, Voodoo, all the native natural traditions. But we cannot separate the two. And I often need to and am imparted to remind you that we cannot separate revolution from spirituality. Well, I know there are those who are attempting to do so, that are suggesting to do so, that are discussing and arguing and debating and prophesizing. But the two cannot, will not ever be separated. Religion is a whole nother realm. For the learned, you know I'm not talking about religion right now. I'm talking about spirituality and revolution, spirituality and change, spirituality and escaping oppression and oppressors and those that would work against life, against the continuance of life, that would work against that which is natural. So I offer you, I invite you, I humble myself before you and your divine, all blessed and sacred essence and presence here with us in this square circle of gods and goddesses for the Power Lunch here with the Divine Prince, live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience, from this legendary, historic, enchanted, and most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana. Odumare, Mochi, Loni, Mo, Wo, Goon, Marin, Aye. Creator, I greet the new day. I greet four directions that create the world. Before all is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Doali marché, li marché, li marché.
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 Koali marché, li marché, li marché.
Koali marché, koali marché, la vie dans les bons dieux.
Quoi marcher non?
La vie dans les bons dieux.
Zo a marcher non?
La vie dans les bons dieux.
Abolisez va dire on gassier.
Il a donné non.
Abolisez va dire on gassier.
Il a donné non.
Abolisez va dire on gassier.
Il a donné non.
Eh
zo
eh
zo
eh
zo
eh
zo.
Balakunu je o wa ole.
Oh yeah, balakunu je bale o ole.
Give thanks indeed, for truly all is a blessing. Be mindful, I will be taking calls momentarily at area code 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do press the number one on your telephone keypad, and I will be with you momentarily. I do see area code 609. Your hand is raised. Do be patient with me. I will be forward with you. Give thanks.
Yeah.
blessing, divine respect, acknowledgement, admiration to each and every one of your divine being and sacred presence with us at this moment in time space. I am truly grateful, humbled, honored, appreciative for what you offer and give to us and the greater community every day in your own unique, powerful, creative, sacred, innovative, healing, and holistic way. We are divine, all blessed, forward moving, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic unity and community. And I honor you. I'm now going to go to the phone line. Area code 609. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Peace. This is Stefan the God. I'm calling from Virginia.
Peace and blessings. How may I assist you today?
Peace, brother. I'm just listening right now, trying to acquire all that you're bringing to the table, all the knowledge and wisdom. Just trying to bring forth, you know, a clear understanding about spirituality. You know, I felt like, you know, the invitation was a blessing itself, and I felt very welcomed, and I just want to take advantage of the opportunity to get to know more. So, you know, as long as you're willing to keep providing what you're providing, I'm going to continue to keep listening and hopefully add on.
Well, I most certainly do appreciate you and accept your offer for continued connection, indeed. I welcome you humbly, respectfully, to be a part of this squared circle as often as you can each and every day. Of course, connect with me via the social networking sites, and we can continue to move forward in the most advantageous way, that which is in our own best interest. And I, again, appreciate you. And if, of course, you need anything more specific, just send me a request, and I'll be more than glad to respond to you.
Well, I definitely appreciate that, and I'm sure I will have a few things to ask you. So
I'm going to mute you right now, and if you have another question or comment, just raise your hand again by pressing the number one, and I'll come right back to you.
No problem, bro. Thank you.
Okay. Peace and blessings. We have a neighbor on the line. I'm not sure exactly which one yet. Area code 504. Peace and blessings. How may I assist you?
Hello? Yes, hi there. I have questions, greetings, and peace and blessings, and thank you for your show. I have met with spiritual advisors in the past over the years from different faiths, voodoo, you know, as well as the common commercial psychics. In New York, in the wake of Katrina, you know, you don't have so much available to you out there. And I went to one of these psychics, and they told me everything about my life accurately, described what I was like, what my growing up was like. They were able to stay in touch and in tune with everything that I was going through. So they seemed able to really have sight. However, they told me that I had some type of curse on me, blocking love. And what they basically did over a period of several months was blow a bunch of smoke, have me turning around and doing a bunch of crazy rituals that went nowhere, scam me out of $10,000, and my life is just the same as it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's getting difficult sometimes. There are even times in the past since Katrina when I've tried to go into places that were in the voodoo community, and the vibe was like, really criminal. We're about to take advantage of you. So I'm trying to find a safe, real person to evaluate what, if there's someone who can give me a reading or evaluate what's going on in my situation. You know, what do you advise to someone who's going through it and trying to see their way? Who do you go to? How do you resolve it if you think something is perhaps some type of supernatural block or something is over you?
Right, right. And I most certainly appreciate your call. It's a great call. And I just want to get some clarity, okay? Now, you're in New Orleans, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to give you, I'm going to give two answers. One that will be more specific to you and also to those who are local to New Orleans, but also to those who are listening who may not be here. The most immediate response would sound prejudiced if I said, call me. But the fact of the matter is, call me. That's an honest response. Now, to more qualify that, again, you're here local. You have an opportunity to vet a practitioner, find out who they know, who knows them, find out if they're present in the community. I'm very curious, to be nice, about practitioners who aren't visible publicly. I'm also curious about practitioners who don't have a public system of comment and rating. So, again, it may sound on the surface that I would naturally suggest me, but I'm suggesting me because I have a public documented record going back some years via my King site, via my LivePerson site, via my Desto site, which tell you from people, and understand, these systems cannot be subverted by the psychics, by the spiritualists, by the Orisha priests, by the voodoo practitioners. The clients who spend their money, who utilize our services, then are open to say whatever they want. It's very akin to a Facebook blog where someone may come along and just say whatever they feel they want to say, but you can erase that. We can't erase that. So I'm always curious about the practitioner, the evangelist, the spiritualist, you know, who offers their home number, who offers a P.O. box. You don't see a community. You don't see people that they've worked with, that they've provided assistance to. You don't see elders around them. You don't see other peer group. So all of those things for both the local listener as well as the international listener are crucial to vetting a practitioner. Also, I think it's important that we sort of do our homework in regards to the path or the tradition for which we're seeking the divination. There's some very specific rules and systems, particularly within ATR, Voodoo, Ifa, Yoruba, Santeria, that govern divination. The more you know about those systems and how those systems work and how those systems operate can also protect you from being abused by a practitioner. But another thing, more importantly, I think, outside of being able to read cards, being able to throw bones, being able to do Ifa board, being able to do Odu, and all the other forms of divination, is having a true connection to spirit. Many are often reading from their own experience. They're really offering costumed advice as opposed to really giving you specifics about your situation and how to fix those situations. I'm very cautious of people who suggest black magic, curses, evil, you have to spend all this money to have this fixed, because there is a commercialized presence in these paths. And I don't think it's specific to New Orleans, caller, or specific to voodoo, but you find it in the church. You find it in faith healing. You find it in the prosperity ministries. You find it with the Creflo Dollars and the Bishop Longs of the world. So man is evil. We know that. But we have to be more, and again, I'm always uncomfortable when I use English words because they have those double meanings. But we have to be more submissive, I think, to spirit. First, for yourself, in seeking out any type of assistance, any type of understanding, and then moving forward. Again, it's going to obviously sound, prejudiced for me to offer call me, but I'm going to offer that.
I appreciate that because an elder in the community here actually recommended you. I sent someone a few messages on Facebook to some people that I knew, and Queen Mother Sumadiara suggested that I try to connect with you.
Oh, wow, you're going to make me cry.
Sorry, and I realized we had a show on today. I just made it back in the door, enough time to get cleaned up and everything and call in.
I love Queen Mother. I honor her, a true elder. She's 83 years old. And when you have elders in the community like that that support who you are and what you do, it's truly humbling.
Is there a number to reach you in the city? What number would I call you at if I wanted to try and contact you after the show?
Okay, now I'm very careful about my number for obvious reasons.
Oh.
Now, first of all of my numbers are on Facebook.
Facebook.
Whoever's out there listening, all of my numbers are on Facebook. But I have to be careful about who's calling. I get a flood of calls. I obviously will not respond to a block number. I'm cautious about numbers that don't have names. So when you get ready to call me, go to Facebook and send me a message. Instant message me, send me an email, you know, tell me who you are. I'm about to call you, and I'll be more than happy to assist you. I often always ask that people would send me a formal request by beginning either at my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com or by using Keen or Live Persons or Death Souls. And all of those links, I'm not going to, you know, rattle them off right now, but all of those links can be found on my website, can be found on my Facebook, can be found on my YouTube. They can be found everywhere, which is why I'm not going to, you know, just rattle them off again, because I know that annoys people. But I'm available. Truly I am. I'm a professional. I'm an expert. So I have a certain protocol. And again, we sort of, particularly our people, and I don't mean any harm, we're too easy to take the shortcut. So having these systems in place, these sites in place, it protects me, it protects the callers and the clients. It separates me from having to deal with people's money and people's offerings. But when you're local in the way that you are, I love that. You can meet me in Congress Square. You can call me. You can come by. You can set an appointment, and I'm truly here for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay,
peace and blessing.
Peace and blessing. That's all.
Give thanks. Yes, indeed, I am always open to all sincere, honest requests. But understand, when you are public, when you have over 600,000 connections on the internet, I get over 300, you know, pieces of email a day. I get several, you know, stray, known and unknown phone calls. So I have to be careful, not that I have anything to hide or protect, but I have to value the time, because the time doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the creators and the spirits and the work, the healing work that's being done. So I have to be professional. Again, I'm cautious about people who aren't professional, people who don't provide decent customer service, all the same things that we would expect when we spend our money in any other public or private place or institution. And we have to begin to do that at the grassroots level. The internet, of course, has played a major role in moving what I do forward. I'll give thanks under the surprise blessing of Hurricane Katrina. It was Hurricane Katrina that really first brought me to the internet to connect, but then to really begin to expand my reach as far as the community, locally, nationally, internationally. So I give thanks. Indeed, I am here to assist in any endeavor. And I am open to your questions, comments, and requests at area code 347-215-8967. If you enter a question or comment or request in the chat, please do type in all capital letters, much in the way that Goddess Mother Varisha is doing about the snake oil sales folks, so that I can see the question and be able to separate it from the rest of the chat. Otherwise, I would much prefer that you would call me now at 347-215-8967. Press the number 1. Your hand will raise virtually, and I will be forward with you momentarily.
Good job, Lover Dulie! assisting hand reaching through the realms of time and space,
we burden off our frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies, and our intentions are etheric forms, ever present in our, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection with spirit. So hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of this divine crystalline universal reverberation, reordering, rebalancing us all ever steady back to light and God consciousness, reminding us that all is truly and indeed a blessing. All is a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, see beyond the illusions, see beyond the test, for the greatest divine mystery of our life cycle. We are humanity, but we co-share divinity. We live and exist in a multi-dimensional, interdimensional, creative universe. We inhabit and possess and create and recreate the past, the present, and the future, all here and now in this most present, most valuable, most precious moment, the only moment that truly exists, this now moment. So, in this moment, we create and recreate the light, the love, the vibration, the clarity we need, seek, and desire to move forward, to unify, to change, to transform, to heal, to empower. I will be forward. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Yeah. Thank you.
divine peace and blessings. Blessed unity and community. Up to listening to Laraag playing in the background while you all were enjoying the voodoo music. I love Laraag. He plays harps and bells and a meditative type of style of music. You are hearing, if you can, Laraag Meditation 1 playing in the background right now behind me. Look him up, Google him. I enjoy CBS free radio, AOL radio. I often pop the link into my Facebook, which I'm going to try and do right now with one hand, and then click on give me just a second. You click on light sound and then click on meditation. They also have a new age station, which I don't like quite as much. My two favorites are the meditation station and the natural sound station. The nature sound, which plays water and storms and wind and birds and all the various sounds you get from nature. So I'm going to go down back to the phone lines. I do accept your prior warning that there may be some technical difficulty with your sound, so I'll try and work with you and see if we can get that to work. So area code 615, your line is open. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
This is calling from Nashville, Tennessee. Greetings and blessed peace.
Divine peace and give thanks. You are breaking up just a little bit, so I'm going to be real quiet if I can try and hear you better.
Okay.
Now, what was your question?
Computer. Okay, I'm calling because I've been experiencing some what I call knocking, and it wakes me up out of my sleep.
Now, that, to be quite honest, without you giving any more information, excuse me, and me tapping in the spirit, wow, I'm getting something in my throat, and it's akin to what I'm about to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Someone's trying to communicate with you. Now, what you're experiencing is a positive thing, not a negative. So don't be frightful. It should not be scaring you in any way. Now, if it is, then you need to stop me and say, okay, it's scaring me, because then that would suggest that we're really dealing with something very different. But if it's not scaring you, which I, again, test in the spirit that it's not, it's just annoying and unfamiliar to you, you have ancestral spirits attempting to communicate with you, and particularly in our traditional African past and hoodoo specifically, we had a name for this, the Hanks. Goddess Mother Varisha and I are sort of experts in the Hanks and how to deal with the Hanks. They typically try and reach children, because children in the house tend to be more open to spirit. But if they're reaching out to you as a mature adult, then that suggests a great gift within you. And that your third eye, as well as your spiritual consciousness, is much more receptive to the inner communication from the spirit realm than, I don't like the word average. Again, English has a lot of ugly words in it. But I think you know what I mean. There are things that you should do and can do to not only test the spirit. All religions, all paths always suggest that you test the spirit. Don't just take my word for it. Be clear that it's a peaceful spirit and not malevolent, which I don't believe it is, as I look into it. And then set up water. It's a very basic thing, particularly in a glass vessel. Even if it's a very clean pickle jar, it just has to be a glass vessel, and preferably a larger one. So if you are going to go with the pickle jar, I would use like one of those like 5-gallon pickle jars you would find at the corner store. Remove the label using ammonia and hot soapy water, and keep cool, clear water in it, refreshed daily, near your bed, preferably to the left side of your head, on the floor or on a table or on a nightstand, because you receive things from the left. So if they're indeed trying to speak with you or harm you in any way, that will all be caught in the water. And then daily pour that out away from your house. I'm sorry, did you have a question?
I was going to say that sometimes it's different types of knockings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's real gentle and soft. Other times it's like really like bam, 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 bam. But if it's all good, and like you said, test the spirit and everything, I'll learn all of that. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, so absolutely. And I don't mean to be humorous, but if they're tapping and you're not getting it, then naturally they're going to begin to like bang and knock a little louder to get your attention. Even if you think of it in a very Hollywood sort of way, Poltergeist, the original Poltergeist, all originally began with the knocking. Now, of course, that's Hollywood, and they exaggerated and they blew it up, and it opened up into this, you know, doorway to hell. So I'm not suggesting that. But I am suggesting that underneath all of that Hollywood stuff, it reinforces communication within the spirit realm. And particularly for you, I'm picking up ancestral from your mother's side of the family. Two generations away, your great-grandmother in particular, her family, her husband, and the other set of grandparents you would have had at that time. Keeping in mind we all have four grandparents, our parents of our father and our parents of our mother. And often that's cut off, particularly for people of color. And those will quite often be the ancestral connections that will try to reach you, the ones that we know the least about. So pay attention to them. Set the water up. You also want to set up silver. Now, back in the day, it was a silver fork or spoon or knife, and you would put it beneath your mattress. Of course, now we have access to pure silver. A lot of us have solid silver. Bangles and jewelry. So we have access to silver. I still suggest the utensil, if possible, only because, indeed, if it is malevolent, the utensils are symbolically and ritualistically more designed to protect you. So how do you find that? At a thrift store, at a yard sale, you'd be surprised some of these thrift shops have nothing but drawers and drawers of silver because, you know, what can you do with one fork out of a set? So they'll have several. So you can go in there, you know, $5, you know, $10, and get a large soup spoon or a large serving fork and use that as a part of that ritual. On the right side of your bed, that's the side that we send energy out, your right hand. Your left brain leads to your right hand, sends and projects, creates, recreates. That's the side of the bed, if possible, because I understand your bed may be positioned differently. You want to put your journal. And you want to have it close because when you wake up, you're not really completely 100% woke, but you can record and you can remember dreams, events, symbols, messages. The longer you're woke, the more you begin to move around, walk around, get into your routine, we tend to forget and lose connection to that realm. So you want to keep that utensil close so that you can write and record this information. And one last item that could be very powerful in this is a crystal, but a particular type of crystal, which we call a phantom. If you're not familiar with that, a phantom, a P-H, what is it, A-N-T-O-M, phantom. You know, like okay. Phantom of the Opera, Phantom.
Yes.
It's called a phantom quartz crystal. And what it is it's a natural clear quartz that has sort of evolved over itself over many lifetimes. And it leaves almost an image like the rings of a tree, except when you look in it, you actually see the whole outline, the whole structure of the crystal, almost like those Russian toy sets, you know, that has one woman inside another woman inside another woman. It'll have that
yes.
look to it. So I'm not. Where? What city are you in?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, now I'm not very familiar, but you've got to have some really good crystal shops there. There are crystal mines
not
near there.
Not really. I mean, it's a lot of the metaphysical stores have either closed or something happened to them.
The
so,
Tea Party and the religious
right. I'm sorry?
the Tea Party and the religious right, that's what happened to them.
Yes.
Unfortunately. now, I have a good source. I don't expect you to trust her just because I trust her, but she's an excellent proprietor. I know her personally. Joy Sukar Guha, she's right here in the French Quarter of New Orleans. I can give you her phone number. You can find her online at Earth Odyssey NOLA, NOLA.com. NOLA is New Orleans, Louisiana, abbreviated. So it's Earth Odyssey NOLA.com. And not only can she help you in getting a phantom, I will personally go down there, videotape it, photograph it, whatever you need to feel connected to it, and then we'll send it to you. And you can also use that. Now, what that does is those stones have mastered the ability to not only traverse the dimensions, but also traverse time. They're great time-traveling stones. And many people have used them in dream work, also in meditative work, to gain access to past information, but also future information, and to go beyond the veils, if you will. This will also help to increase your ability to, your already what I believe to be natural ability, because this type of event doesn't happen to everybody. And again, it tends to happen more to younger people than to older people. So you carry a profound gift, and the phantom quartz crystal will help to amplify that ability for you to traverse the time spectrum, which is really not linear. It's spherical, like a circle within a circle. Our linear sense of time here on Earth is really artificial. Time does not move in a straight line. It travels in a circle. And you can gather what information is being imparted to you. Now, to give you a quick read on that, typically, and what I'm feeling is probably happening with you is each family has a griot, a natural griot, and that person holds all the stories, all the information of the family. Now, you might be like, okay, I'm missing a lot of information about my family right now, but that may be why they're coming to you. This may be the time and the season for you now to begin to gather that. They will begin to come to you, but it's also suggested that you seek that out within your family. Get photographs, get obituaries, contact those older people in your family while they're still here, while they're still present. Be the one to hear their stories, ask them questions about the past, massage them, if you will, spiritually in the memory zone, into recalling things that they may not have thought about in a long time. You are the magnet, if my perception of what's going on with you right now is correct, without doing a deeper divination. You're being called as the griot, and that will be the reason why the ancestors are knocking and coming to you. Now, for those of you listening who are already initiated in Ifa, Yoruba, Santeria, Lakomi, Palo, Hoodoo, we already know about the ancestral altar, the Abovida, where we sit up 7 or 9 glasses of water, depending on your path, to assist in bringing the energy of those ancestral guides and spirits present into your home. And we offer them candles, we offer them food, Of course, we offer them fresh water and liquors and wines based on, of course, your ancestry and what spirits you would like to communicate with, as well as those that are around you. But indeed, those family members that are most closest to you and have gone forward are definitely present. But typically, in my experience, and particularly with African Americans, those ancestors that we have lost connection to struggle the strongest to push themselves forward. And this is your season.
Okay. Good, thanks.
Did you have any other questions or comments?
The only thing I wanted to clarify is that you said that I would need a five-gallon jar?
No. I was just suggesting that that's one of my favorite items to use.
Okay.
If you need me to be specific, it has to be glass. That's what's specific.
Okay.
Now, the larger the better, and that's why I suggested the 5 gallon. I live in the Deep South, so those kind of things are all around. So that was the first thing that came to my mind. But I know even in other paths, particularly with some Creole families, some Hispanic families, and even I myself like to go to the antique shops, to the thrift shops, even to the dollar store, and just get you a decorative or a nice glass vessel of some kind, clear. The clearer, mm-hmm. the better, and that's what you want to utilize to trap that water. And if I can, I just want to add this because it just came to my mind. I was raised up in the church. Both of my parents are evangelical ministers, sanctified, if you will, holiness, apostolic. Many of my family, including my mother and my cousin, Bishop Larry Trotter, are all on my Facebook page. So I'm not in hiding. What I do is not a secret. It's not a joke. It's not a hobby. It's not a pastime. I take this very seriously. But I will often go back to the Bible, only not that I'm still Christian, but I still identify, and I think many of us identify because we know it. And this, what I'm sharing with you is similar to the story of the Bay of Pigs, where the man was possessed with the spirits in the Bible. And they were, if I'm called correctly, were by the river. And Christ was teaching or preaching or something of that sort. And they brought this man to him, and he called to the spirits, and he said, "Who art thou?" They said, "We are legion, for we are many." And they knew that they were about to be destroyed because they were in the presence of divinity. So they requested that they be given some kind of reprieve. And the Christ sent them into the water. Well, first sent them into the pigs, and then the pigs ran and drowned themselves in the water. So there's a symbolic connection there to water and the spirit realm. And in many religious traditions, certain spirits cannot cross water, and certain spirits are drawn into or captured into water. And for many of the traditional West African paths, the ocean was seen as the abode of the ancestors. So, again, if it's truly ancestral spirits, which I believe it is, that are around you, that are knocking, they want to come forward, they want to speak, but in a tangible, non-threatening way. They will be present in the water when you wake in the morning, good or bad. So awake. As soon as possible, if you can, say going to the restroom. Don't do anything before you start writing in that journal, because you don't want to be distracted from the images, from the symbols, from the messages that will be coming forth to you. And then toss that water out and go about your day. And, of course, whatever your religious path is, because I'm not here to choose your path, a call for protection, call for light, call for clarity in all your endeavors and all things that you do, and you'll be fine. And, of course, I'm here to help you. I mean, as I told the other caller, feel free to send me a formal request by those links that are present on the information on my Facebook. I know it's unusual, but my Facebook information is correct. I'm not in hiding. There's no trick words in there. It's really straightforward. And if you need further assistance, I'm here for you.
Well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate your show. I really appreciate you sharing the information that you have. I give thanks for that.
And I give thanks for you, indeed, for you are the reason that I'm here. And I always know and remember and understand each and every one of you, you are and have all that you need. It's divinely innate. It is divinely inherent. And I am humbled and honored by each and every one of your sacred presence, your sacred being, because you are not aware or connected or evolved or whatever. It's irrelevant. It is. It is. God is. It is. We are. We are divinity. We are humanity. You are God. You are Goddess here and now in this present moment, regaining consciousness, regaining access to it. To it is just the second step. It's just the next level. But embrace your already connectedness to the divine creators and all that is. And I'm humble for everyone who came out to the show today, my regular listeners, my sponsor, Angelic Soap, Colleen Bay, one of my social networking friends and people that I love and respect, and Heisen, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correct. I believe you're a new listener. And those who all were here at the start of the show, excuse me. I did something today I had never done before after having done, I guess, about 3 years of the show. I had never invited people to the show before. I just do what I do and allow spirit to operate. And those who found some resonance with my show since I've been doing Block Talk Radio have just come. I have a large number of connections on Facebook, as you all know, coming up on 4,000. It took me 2 hours last night to click invite to everyone to come to the show. Those of you who do that, I don't know how you do it. I just don't. That's a lot of work. So I just can't, unless I can hire somebody to do it, I just can't. The way Facebook has that set up to, you know, you can't invite all, so you have to go through and individually click, and, of course, in doing so, you're not really clear on, you know, who might really be interested or, you know, so it was an experiment, if you will, and I'm grateful for those of you new who took the opportunity, who took, whether it was curiosity or voyeurism or connectedness or for whatever reason. I'm appreciative for indeed all is a blessing that you took the time to come out and listen to the show and enjoy the show. And I'm truly grateful and honored by each and every one of you. And I would appreciate your continued support and your continued listening and enjoyment of the show. And indeed share the show, whether it be for you or for the next person, via the Facebook like button, tweet this, share this button. We most certainly do appreciate you. And, of course, I appreciate your continued support by clicking on the advertisements that Block Talk Radio conveniently placed on the page. They are not just a corporate interest, if you will, but we indeed do get credit from your just clicking on and reading and investigating those advertisements each and every time you do visit my Block Talk Radio profile page, as well as listen to the Block Talk Radio archive player. We also greatly appreciate those who utilize my divination and revelation and manifesting and healing services as they relate to Pan-African spirituality and religion. I humble myself before you, for indeed I am your servant. I am here to assist you in meeting your endeavors. I invite you to locally be a part of House of the Divine Prince. whether it be by way of Congo Square, whether it be by way of Ashe Cultural Arts Center, where I am a card-carrying, donating member, whether it be by way of calling and emailing and instant messaging and showing up at the house, I most certainly do appreciate your support, your curiosity, your interest, your donations, your vibration. I'm operating on love. No, seriously, I'm operating on love. My Social Security is not enough to pay for the website, to pay for Blog Talk Radio, to pay for Photo Bucket, to pay for all the various mechanisms, the internet, and all the stuff that goes into making this happen. I am here and surviving and making it on love. I have a $200 electric bill due today, and by way of love, it will be provided. So I appreciate you, for indeed you are the gods and goddesses which make the house of the Divine Prince, Thai Emeka, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central possible, relevant. So I invite you to join me again here tomorrow at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio for more Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, Divine Revelation and Manifestation, Affirmations and Meditations. Today, Monday, September 12th, 2011, we are sharing a sun in Virgo in the 11th house, a moon in Pisces in the 5th house, Mercury in Virgo in the 10th house, Venus in Virgo in the 11th house, Mars in Cancer in the 9th house, Jupiter in Taurus in the 6th house, Saturn in Libra in the 12th house, Uranus in Aries in the 5th house, Neptune in Aquarius in the 4th house, Pluto in Capricorn in the 2nd house. Excuse me. And our hoodoo sign and symbol for the day is the Hierophant, is the practitioner, is the book core man, is the practitioner who operates quietly in isolation, the root and source of many stories and fairy tales and legends and fables, the little old lady in the house, the little old man in the house who all the kids are fearful of, all the Hollywood adopted drama. But the true symbol is represented within all of that is of surrenderance to spirit and to operation in the spirit realm, which obviously would give a illusionary sense of separation from our quote-unquote normal everyday waking reality. While the world is going forward, those of us who operate in spirit are operating in the future, are operating in the past, and are bringing healing and clarity and empowerment and manifestation to the present. So as we share this Virgo lunation in the full phase, the Virgo sun and a Pisces moon, we see the great mother, Aibobo, Ayasan, Izerli, Danto, Oshun, Yemaya, Mami Wata. We see all the deities which operate under the guise and semblance of the sun, I'm sorry, of the moon, but also of water. And I said sun because Virgo is now president sun, which gives consciousness, gives light, which gives gold, intellect, reasoning, rationality, science, math, to that which would otherwise be fully spiritual, ethereal, mystical, ritualistic. This is a time for doing magic. This is a time for creating and recreating, for projecting that reality which we need, seek, and desire moving forward into the next cycle. So I implore you, I invite you, I impart unto you to remember who you are. God, Goddess, Prophet, Prophetess, King and Queen, Orisha Priest, Iyawo, Babalawo. You are a powerful, loving, and love created creator, child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine love, divine math, divine science, divine astrology, divine numerology, all here and now manifest. You are made in the image and likeness of your divine creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright in truth, and no mistake can undo God's divine handiwork of truth. Perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, of your divinity, of your divine, all blessed, sacred presence and being. When you succeed and transform and manifest, you so inspire others to succeed, transform, and to manifest. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us that most divine light spark, that most authentic, true, perfected self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality, and remember with me your perfect light body and consciousness. Remember, you do have creative allowance to create and recreate the light, the love, the nurturing, the healing, the environment you need, seek, and desire to move forward. I am, because my creators are all powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this present moment in divine time space. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are without beginning or ending. I am eternal, all powerful. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. And like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I'm free from all concerns about the future, and my life is in divine order as it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, for me, and before me as I release my grip, my illusionary stranglehold of control on life. I am calm in the knowledge that all of my needs are divinely taken care of. My power bill is divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace, divine peace, serenity, and tranquility. For indeed, all things truly work together for my good. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them. And when problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit. For I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine time. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal. For my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, my mind, my ego, the many voices, my needs, my wants, my complaints, my stuff, they speak to me, they come to me, they minister and administer to me, and all things become clear. My life transforming and divine, magical, and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable, impassable, now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant as I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and understanding and knowing. My path forward becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz, crystal clear, refined, colorful, vibrant, transparent, focused. Every day, in every way, my life becoming more and more harmonious. As I trust in the natural flow of spirit, I resist nothing, I yearn for nothing, I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, place, what you think, feel, say, do, or believe. I'm like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators. I am divinely created. I am limitless, all-powerful, open and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this present divine moment in time, space. I am a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal whole.
Yeah.